Hello, and welcome to another episode of A Nugget of Truth. For more free audios, videos, and resources, go to PastorVicsNuggets.com. Now, today's episode concludes a series based on the six basic principles of Christianity, which are spelled out in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And we're closing out with eternal judgment. Now, keep in mind that we'll only be able to give a brief overview of a subject that many have spent their entire lives understanding and explaining. There are two significant judgments that every Christian should be aware of: the Bema judgment and the White Throne judgment. In a previous episode, I briefly covered the Bema judgment. The Bema judgment is a judgment that all believers in Jesus Christ will experience. It will not be a judgment for salvation, but a judgment of the believer's works done on earth, good and bad. Salvation was accomplished when you, by faith, put your trust in Jesus Christ and what he accomplished on the cross of Calvary for you. While you can be secure in your salvation, the Bema judgment is for rewards which can be gained or lost. On the other hand, the White Throne judgment, mentioned in particular in Revelations 20, 11 through 15, is a judgment for those who have denied or rejected Jesus Christ. The only way a sinner can be saved from total destruction is through a Savior. And of course, the Savior is Jesus Christ. In John 3:16, God the Father states his love for mankind. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life." Then following verse 17 shows that God does not condemn the world, but instead proves his love by sending Jesus for mankind. Here's what verse 17 says: "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And then 18, God makes it clear that a person condemns himself when they refuse to believe in Jesus, the Son, whom the Father has sent. 18 says, "He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Jesus is the expression of God's love, and to reject him is to reject the love of God and condemn oneself to eternal separation from God or hell. In Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46 is an illustration. And it shows that God will separate those who belong to him from those who don't belong to him. He likens it to separating the sheep from the goats. The sheep are the believers on his right hand, and the goats are non-believers on his left. Each group is identified by how they live their lives for Christ. The righteous believers live their lives motivated by love of God and demonstrated by service to those whom God loves. That's all of mankind. But the unrighteous live for their own lives for themselves, not ever seeing or caring to demonstrate God's love to the needs that they see all around them. That is why God says in Matthew 25:41, "Then he will also say to those on his left hand, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels," or demons. This is the White Throne judgment. And again, the scripture that speaks directly to the White Throne judgment is found in Revelations 20, verses 11 through 15. This represents a period of time where actually time comes to an end, and so does human existence. The entire world is judged. Those who are saved have already been found innocent and righteous and are not subject to the terrifying moments of the White Throne judgment. These are the ones whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. One can only imagine the horror of those lost souls who rejected God and in that moment realize the catastrophic mistake they have made. But it will be too late. Revelations 20:13 says, "The sea gave up the dead who were in it, And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, as a side note, the lake of fire is where the devil and the beast and the false prophet are. Revelation 20:10 says, "The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." The lake of fire is not for those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The second death is for those who have not been born again. Those who have not been born again spiritually will experience death twice. Once a physical death, then a total separation from God into total darkness, the second death. That's why it's so important to share the gospel with those that are all around you. The gospel is simply the good news that God loved the world, that he sent his son into the world, that whoever would believe upon Jesus Christ would be saved. You see, we are the representatives of Jesus to a lost and dying world, hoping to snatch as many as possible from the jaws of hell in order to populate heaven. Where only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life will enter. Revelation 21:27. Now, if this nugget of truth has been helpful to you, please like, share, subscribe, or follow so that others might benefit too. Thanks, and God bless you. Look forward to seeing you next time.